Who's Tommy?
Hi, Tommy. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was referred to you by Salvador. How do you say his name? Cusmano?
Dale Cusmano.
Cusmano. Okay. Thank you. I knew I was going to butcher his name.
Yeah.
And he has an account with us, but I'm wondering, what type of business do you have?
It's actually very similar. I do home renovations,
okay,
mostly kitchens and bathrooms. But we also do decks, additions, garages.
Excellent. Okay, so renovations, decks, garages, remodels, right?
Yep, kitchen and bath, yep.
Decks, kitchen and bath. Okay, yeah, and then how long have you had the business?
I've had the business for a few years. Haven't really done much with it. And then about 6 months ago, I decided to start doing it full time.
Excellent. So, good for you. Yeah. So you were working for someone else before and just kind of running your business under, like, on the side, and now you're ready to go full time?
Yeah. I was in a completely unrelated industry, and then it wasn't my passion, so I decided to stop doing that and do my passion full time. So, yeah.
Oh, I love the name of your business, by the way. You must be a believer with that name.
Yeah. Until I hit my thumb with a hammer, then then I need a minute.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So, do you have a website yet, or a business Facebook, or anything like that?
I own my domain, which I believe I need to check in. It's been a minute. Point mm-hmm. to just our Facebook page.
Okay.
But yeah, I do have a domain. It's a simple savior.construction. That's it.
Okay. I figured it might be by the end of your email, tommy@savior.construction. So that's good. You get the emails that come through that domain that you own, but you don't have a site built on it yet, right?
Right.
Okay. And then where are you located? Are you in Monroe where Sal is, or?
Yeah, I'm in Monroe. Yep.
Monroe. Okay, so let me put that Monroe, Michigan. And how far would you typically go for a new client? I mean, not the farthest that you've ever gone, of course, but just the average.
I'd like to keep everything within probably 20 miles of downtown Monroe.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good area, 20 miles. Sometimes people say, oh, I want to go 150 miles out. And I'm like, doesn't that cost a lot of money to go that far?
Yeah. I mean, there's been times where I've tried to lure subcontractors in mm-hmm. because of their specialty and their efficiency and
yes.
willing to pay for hotel and stuff. But that, yeah, usually there's someone within 20 or 30 miles of you that's proficient enough.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I get it. It's better to stay more local anyway, because then you can also get a good, like, word of mouth thing going locally, and people start to recognize you as a trusted business in the community, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely better. Okay, so what I would recommend for you is the Platinum Package. It's the same package that Sal has, and it will take you from having, you know, pretty much of a pretty weak internet exposure right now just because you're new, to having the strongest, most dominant internet presence locally. Okay, so what it will do is it will optimize Savior Construction to show on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area, such as, you know, remodeling, renovation, kitchen, remodel, bathroom, everything we discussed. Then they're also going to program you into all of the popular directories in your area. So we're talking, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Super Pages, Merchant Circle, you name it, your business will be there. And that's all a part of giving you that dominant internet presence locally. And then we'll program you into the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether. So once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, because you own the domain and you don't have an actual site built on it, I might be able to also get a website included for you. So we build Google compliant sites here. Typically, we charge an additional $400 to put them together. But what I can do is explain the situation to my supervisor and see if there's any way that they would allow me to include that site for you as a, you know, kind of like as a gift from us to you, because it is 2023 and you're getting off the ground, so you're going to need a site anyway, you know. Now, also what we do is Facebook ads. So because we're a premier partner to Google, Google allows us to bundle our services with the Facebook ads. And it's pretty phenomenal how that works, Tommy, because the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for. And if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, we'll make sure that next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for Savior Construction coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from that social media platform. And then we'll also program you into, or I should say we'll provide a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see the new clients that are coming in. You'll also see which keywords they're typing in to find you. If, excuse me, they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. That way, everything is very transparent. Okay? And then, as you do the tracking, if you ever notice that certain keywords are working better than others, then you're also going to have the ability to switch those out through the account management team here. Okay, so, yeah, and, you know, being that it is a month-to-month program, I'm sure that if I could get that website included for you, it's definitely something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, right?
Yeah,
so let me just send out the request. Now, I found your Facebook while I was talking to you. So once I get the site approved, if you like, they can pull images off your Facebook and put them directly on the site, because I see that you have a pretty cool logo and some pictures of your work. But, of course, if you have fresh content, you could also do that and send it over to us, and we'll put it up on the site, okay?
Yeah, I can go to it. I have some other photos. I haven't been as active in posting as I should have.
Okay.
Get you some.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, you have a dog in the background. What kind of dog is that?
Yeah, I got two pit bulls.
Oh, they're good dogs. Yeah, I have a Shar Pei mix, but when I did his DNA, it came back almost 100% pit bull, and he gets a lot of hate when I walk him in the community. People just look at him, and they think he's a mean dog, but he's the sweetest thing. I call him a nanny dog, because when my grandkids come over, he's always licking them, and he'll sit right on top of them and kind of protect them, and I'm like, he's such a little nanny dog. And here people, just because the way he looks, will kind of be, you know, a little bit offstandish to him, which is not fair, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And you must know the history of them, too, then, because historically they were actually nicknamed the nanny dog pit bulls.
Really? No, I didn't know. I just call him that because every time the kids come over, he gets so excited and he'll like lay right on top. And I'm like, yeah, and I have so many pictures of them where they're taking their nap and he'll be like right next to them. And I'm always like, there he is again. He's the little nanny dog.
Yeah, they, in late 1800s, early 1900s, a lot of mothers, you know, because they stayed at home, you know, they had work to do around the house and outside and in the gardens, would have the bassinet, and then the pit bulls always like to stay right there with the bassinet and keep, you know, spiders and snakes and things away from the bassinets and animals and other things. Yeah, they were nicknamed the nanny dog stuff. It's crazy, though, how, you know, in the 80s and 90s, we had a lot of people who used them for the wrong thing and gave them a bad rap for really no good reason.
Yeah, Yeah, it really makes me mad because I have a dog, like a little dog park, unofficial dog park in my neighborhood where everybody will go every day at a certain time, and we call it like the dog happy hour, and they'll all go play with each other. And there's this one lady that when she comes, she makes a big deal. She'll like cross the other side of the park and she won't come near, and she'll be like, there's the pit bull. He's back again. And I've talked to her and I said, look, what has he done to you? Has he ever been aggressive to your dog? Has he ever tried to bite your dog? No, but he could. And I'm like, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. What do you mean, no, but he could, you know? And now some of the other people are acting the same way because she's got them all hyped up. So there's this other man that when he sees me coming, he'll like pull his dog and he'll go to the other side of the park. And my dog's been playing with that dog since he's been a puppy. They've never had any problems. And I asked him one day, I said, Gary, why do you always go to the other side of the park when I come? And he said, oh, I just don't want him to interact with your dog. And the same thing, I said, why? Like, did my dog do something to you? No, he didn't. I just don't want them to interact. And I'm like, wow, this lady's probably going over there spreading all kinds of horrible stories, and now everybody's treating him differently, and he's such a lover, you know?
Yeah, it's amazing the amount of just ridiculous fear that people have over them. I mean, I know, you know, I always tell people they're just like kids. You know, you can raise them to be friendly and fun, or they can be little jerks and something that you want to stay away from.
Yeah, you know what? That is very true. Yep, I get it. And he is very protective of the house. When I'm outside around the house walking him, sometimes I'll see that he acts like a little watchdog, you know, and if he sees a person walk by at the house, he might bark at them, but if he sees that same person at the park, he won't do anything. So it's just he gets like a little bit protective around his house, you know, so, which is a good thing. I want that.
Yeah, exactly. That's usually one of the reasons you get them, and then later on, like, some of the family that comes over regularly, they're like, you know, these two crack me up. They're like, if I was an intruder, as long as I had a piece of bacon, I'd leave here with your belongings and your dogs. I'm like, yes, you would.
Yeah. That is so funny. Yeah. Yeah, they become friends real fast when the bacon's around. How old are yours? You said they were puppies.
Well, one is puppy. He's about 9 months, and the other one's 7 years.
Oh, how cool. You know what? I think that's going to make the 7-year-old live longer. It's going to keep that one younger because they're always going to be, you know, having that puppy energy around. That's awesome. I love
it. Yeah, it gives him his exercise.
Yep. I know how that goes. So,
like, oh, I can see he's tired. I just.
Yeah. Yeah, mine is obsessed with the ball, so every time the ball is out, he won't stop. He'll go fetch it and bring it back, fetch it and bring it back, fetch it, and he gets to the point sometimes where he's almost ready to, like, throw up because he's been doing it so much, and sometimes I have to take it from him and say, look, you need a break, like, because he won't stop as long as the ball's around, you know? It's so funny. So, for the listing on Google, Tommy, do you want the LLC on there?
Yeah, just so, you know, people might take it a little more serious. They don't think it's a handyman service or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I always say if you have it, put it on there because it adds to your credibility, you know, but it's definitely a preference. But I'll have the Savior Construction LLC. And then what is the business address?
Right now we're using 419. Uh-huh. Hubble, Hubble Street, uh-huh. Monroe, Michigan.
I found it.
48161.
48161, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me put your domain on here. Yeah. And so I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. So one thing they'll need is just who you got the domain from and then the credentials to it so that we can build the site on it, okay?
Okay.
And then did you want to get this set up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Debit.
Okay. And it's your name on the card, Tommy, or the company name, or both?
Both.
Both. Okay.
They probably use Brian for now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can use a personal because you'll get an invoice, so you can still submit it at the end of the year as a business expense. So, how does your name read on that card?
Tommy, mm-hmm. T-O-M-M-Y. My middle initial D is in David.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson, J-R.
Okay, Tommy D. Johnson, J.R., correct?
Yes.
Okay, and is the Hubble Street also the billing address?
No, that's going to be where the permanent address is here in about a year. That is 1821
uh-huh.
North Raisinville. Raisinville is all one word. Road.
Got it. Okay.
Monroe, Michigan, 48162.
Okay. And then the card number, whenever you're ready.
5367-5990-0590-4104.
Okay. Expiration?
0126.
Oh, no. I just hit a button and I erased it. I am so sorry. Can you give it to me again?
Okay. Yeah. 5367.
Got it.
5990.
Mm-hmm.
0590. 4104.
Okay. Now I'm ready for the expiration.
0126.
Okay. And the code?
118.
Okay. Great. I got it stored without erasing it this time. So now what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection. And then I will create that appointment for my technician to call you later to go over your keywords and getting you set up. Now, some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Sure. What is the monthly payment?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I went over pricing. I was going to do the new in business rate for you, which is a flat rate month to month of $299. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And you're grandfathered into that pricing where it'll never go up for you, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. And then one last question before I start the voice verification. Is the 419 Hubble Street a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I'm going to have Google send a 5-digit PIN verification code to that address. It will be there within about 5 to 10 business days. So just make sure that when you get that you get it back to us, okay?
Okay.
Excellent. Okay, so the voice verification says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Savior Construction, LLC.
Okay, thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Tommy Johnson, Jr., President.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All that means is if you do anything else online for your business in the future, which you shouldn't have to because this is going to include everything, you know, the Facebook ads, the Google, all the directories. But if you do anything else, just let us know about it so we make sure it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing, okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 11th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. Now, for the client interview, Tommy, that will take about 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes max. It's coming up really quickly in about 8 minutes or so. I have a 1 o'clock available, a 2, or a 5 p.m. So what would work best?
Yeah, probably the one in 8 minutes then.
Okay, let me grab that real quick just so that I can send the technician some notes. And then while I'm doing that, I gave you special pricing that is not available to the general public. So I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. And what that will do is grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up down the road. So did you get a text from me that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
I did not.
Okay, let's give it a second. You do get text messages on this phone number, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's give it a second. While I'm waiting, I'm just trying to put in the notes here for the 1 o'clock appointment since it's coming up so quickly here. Can you check your email? If you didn't get the text, it also came in an email, and it says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Nothing in any of the inbox, the junk, nothing.
That's so funny because it shows here that it was successfully sent. It's so strange because sometimes if the email bumps back, it will show me that, but it didn't say that on here. So, and nothing in your text message as of yet?
No.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this email that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, and I'm going to copy it and paste it in one from my personal email and see if that helps, just in case the system's glitching or something. So let me copy this, put it in a new email. Put Local Splash Initial Invoice.
I just got the text message.
Oh, you did. Okay. Okay. Good. Yeah, because sometimes computers have a mind of their own, right? So all you have to do is click on the link in the text message, and then that will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience, and then scroll all the way to the bottom and hit...
It just says welcome, has a phone number, and the support at Local Splash. There's no link other than
the phone number. That's just the welcome text. The one we're looking for is the one that should say thank you for choosing Local Splash, and that's the one that you didn't get. So can you do me a favor and check now? Oh, wait. This email I sent you bounced back. So it says, the message wasn't delivered to Tommy at savior.construction because the domain savior.construction couldn't be found. Let me try it again. Maybe I have a typo.
S-A-V-I-O-R.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have the savior.construction. Oh, there it is. Okay, I had a typo in the construction. Let me fix that. because before the email wasn't saving, so I had to type it. Okay, there we go. So let me trigger this again. I think you'll get it this time. Send it your initial invoice. And then I'll do it this way too. That way you'll have my email signature too. I'm at extension 777. So anytime you call in, if you have a question or you want to update something on the site or you have a billing question, all you have to do is hit option 1 and anybody that answers the phone can help you. If you want to talk to me directly, you would just put in 777 and it'll ring to my desk. And we're available for you Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
So now if you get that email doubly, one might come from the system and one might come from mine.
Yep, I got them both now.
You got them both, okay. So click on the link.
Claiming of existing Google business profiles, does that mean I no longer have the rights to my own domain?
No, absolutely not. So what happens is if we bring a client on board and they already have a Google business page, we don't create a new one for them because that would be a duplicate and it would hurt their rankings. So all we ask is that we can gain access to it so that we can optimize it. If they ever stop working with us, nothing changes as far as the ownership of the page. They still have ownership of it. All we do is manage it while we're working on the account. And the same thing goes for your domain. That's not going to change. You always own the domain. We're just going to build the site on it for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, so if you scroll down and it'll have a little box that you have to check to show that you're authorized. And then if you type in your name, you have to do it exactly the way you gave it to me, Tommy D. Johnson, JR. And then when you hit confirm signature, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. So don't worry about any of that right now, Tommy. That will be provided for you after the client interview. My main thing is just making sure that the pricing gets locked in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then they're going to give you some options too regarding the little bells and whistles and features on the site when they call you. So we can do a payment integration site, which would have people be able to pay you through the site. So let's say you went out and you bid on a job and you said, hey, I want a little bit of a deposit up front or something. We can put in there where they can go straight and pay you by Venmo or PayPal or do like a debit or credit card, and the payment would go directly to you. Also, we have a call tracking feature. If you want to have a call tracking number on there to kind of help you track the calls that are coming in, you could also enable that when they call you in a little bit, okay?
All right. Yeah, I'll probably get a hold of you after that call. And just looking at the website, like some of the fees and –
What fees?
It's like there's a shoot, hold on. And I'm logged out.
Okay.
What's my username and password?
Oh, that's going to be provided after the client interview, but that's good if you're seeing that because that's a sign that it went through. And okay. The only fees that ever would be included in the site down the road if you decided to cancel with us, now that you're working with us, all of the fees, including the site, are included in this $299 monthly. So you don't have to pay anything extra for the site. I got that included for you. But if you ever wanted to cancel, and let's say that you love the site and you wanted to keep the content, It's just $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. So you're charged that $49 extra while you're working with us. That's only if you canceled in the future and you wanted to keep the site. Let's say we bought a domain for you, which is not applicable for you because you're using your domain, right? But let's say we purchased a domain for you, then we would offer a one-time buyout of $99 for the domain if someone wanted to keep it. That doesn't include the content. It just includes the domain. But for you, you're not going to have to do that because you already own the domain. So that's gotcha. The only two things that I would think if there's anything in the terms relating to, you know, payments for the site, that's the only two things I could think of.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're never going to cancel because you're going to love it. I've been doing this for 11 years and nobody cancels on profit, right? So it's, you know, comforting as a business owner to know that it's a month-to-month program and you do have that option. But like I said, no one ever would cancel, you know, if they see that this is working for them. And I know that you won't either.
Okay. Fantastic.
Okay. All right. So I'm excited for you. So you're all good to go. So I will kind of clear the line so that the technicians can, you know, get into my notes and call you. And I booked out an entire hour from 1 to 2 o'clock. And again, it only takes about 20, 30 minutes. But that's just in case their prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They will be calling you shortly, okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right. Oh, you're very welcome, Tommy. I enjoyed talking to you. Welcome aboard and have a great rest of your week too, okay?
Thanks. You too.
And thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.